Hey guys, welcome back to Shoot Your Shot. I'm Tyler here with Michael, here to discuss some recent sport action, starting with the conference finals, the NBA. We're not done yet. Yeah, believe I'm. It's luckily we're coming up on June, which means hopefully the finals are coming. But
basketball should not be played until June.
Would you be opposed to five-game series in the first round?
The first round should be five. The second round should go back to the 2-3. Everything should be the 2-3-2 after that.
Okay.
Because you earned home court advantage. Boston should not have had a better record and have to win game six on the road.
I don't know. I think the 2-3-2 is a little hard because it kind of like, you know, if that road team gets momentum on those three games at home, that's scary.
They still have to win one on the road, though.
True.
The home team deserves to have a chance to close out the series at home in game six.
Yeah. Speaking of teams winning at home, Celtics starting 10-0.
Impressive. I'm not really sure why they're so good.
Their two best players.
Well, yeah, they've been doing this all year without their two best players. Yeah. So that's no longer...
That's not even a
possibility. I didn't even really think home court existed in the NBA.
Boston's proved us right.
Just Boston.
But I mean, it's been impressive.
It's almost like it's a different team at home.
Yeah.
They're
Marcus Smart thrives on that energy. Jason Tatum has shown he can handle the spotlight.
Young kid. Yeah, young rookies.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
Horford's a veteran leader. I like it.
They're still going to lose, probably.
Potentially. But, I mean, those games at home, they've looked dominant. And
LeBron only needs to win one.
LeBron only needs to win one. But, like, right now, it's hard to bet against the Celtics at home.
No, because LeBron has a basketball in his hands.
And LeBron has a punch of misfits.
And LeBron...
Let's go back to this. Did you hear the Tyronn Lue quote about Korver?
Yeah, that was dumb. Okay. Tyronn Lue is an idiot.
Didn't play in the first quarter because Brad Stevens didn't play... What's his name?
It's like Sami Amujale or something
He's the Celtics' eighth best player at best.
He's pretty good.
The Korver's like the Cavs' third best player. Korver's not playing in the first quarter because the Celtics' eighth best player is not on the floor. That's a bad excuse.
Tyronn Lue is a terrible coach.
Either there's something else going on that Lue is trying to distract us from.
I think LeBron likes
Korver. But like,
I just think Tyronn Lue's an actual idiot.
He actually admitted to being stupid. Like, that's just bad basketball
management.
He's
just a bad coach.
If Korver's like, he's shooting lights out.
David Blatt wouldn't have let that happen.
You might be right. that's insane.
I wouldn't have let that happen.
Is that not nuts?
You can't. It's like he was like ready for a matchup, and then
he was banking on one matchup and couldn't adjust.
Not to be mean to you, but he Pete Carrolled himself.
Okay.
He was like, oh, I know what everyone's expecting me to do. Let me throw the ball.
Yeah.
And he lost.
Big time.
It was just, I don't understand how it was an NBA coach.
Like, they were down from the get-go, and like, they never, like, by the time Korver actually got in, it was like, pointless.
Well, I mean, the Rockets did come back from a 12-0 deficit, so like, you should be, I think honestly LeBron took game five off. I think LeBron knows.
He looks pretty tired.
He needs to go game six, game seven, boom, boom, 40 points. I think he took game five off. I think LeBron was like, all right, my teammates, if they can win this game, praise the Lord, but I'm taking the night off. Like,
I mean, yeah, he wasn't bad. Because it's LeBron and he doesn't have very many off nights.
Yeah, I think he intentionally took the night off in game.
But he definitely looked tired. Lou gave him a lot more rest than normal.
Yeah, I think he was ready he's resting for game six, which they should win at home.
Yeah.
And then the game seven, even though Boston's so great on the road, or at home, I mean, I think they will. LeBron was just resting.
I'm going to bet on our Celtics.
Yes.
I think that...
you can do that. You also didn't think LeBron would be here, so...
I've predicted the Celtics all year long. I kind of retracted for a second because Kyrie went down and...
Then you predicted the Raptors.
I'm trying to jump on the... I didn't predict the Raptors would be in the finals, though.
Yes, you did. You said LeBron wasn't going to make the finals.
Yeah, I thought Celtics-Raptors. Conference finals.
Yeah, like I said, you were on the Raptors.
Total. But NBA finals, I had Celtics.
I thought you went to the Raptors and once Kyrie went down.
No, I think I went Sixers first.
Oh, yes, the team was even less experienced.
And realized that's not their year yet.
No, not quite. And I think LeBron's going to turn it up. We're going to have a game seven, obviously.
Yeah.
Every Boston series, the home team always wins.
I think the NBA, it's not rigged, but they're definitely pushing for a game seven in both series, if possible.
I don't really know if they're pushing for a game seven in Golden State Houston because none of the games outside of game four are going to be close.
They haven't been close. You're right. But the Celtics games haven't been close either.
True. The Celtics, but I mean, they haven't been 40 points bad.
Yeah, they haven't been 40 points bad, but they have not been...
No, I mean, well, like, that's just the nature of the three-point shot. I think that, you can't...
The fact that the Cavs won by 9, like, that was, like...
That was the when they won by 9, that was the closest game in the conference finals until
and,
game 4.
And that was the closest they had led pretty much all game. Like, they weren't... They were always ahead by 7 since the first quarter.
That's
like,
the problem with the current NBA.
Yeah.
It's a lot of offense and a lot of scoring, and...
And if you're on
10 line, points can either turn into a tie game, or it can turn into 30 points in 2 minutes.
Yeah. So it's definitely interesting.
And probably the reason DeAndre Ayton should not be the number one pick.
True.
That's why. Trae Young!
Trae Young should not be the number one pick at all.
At least he's committed to playing in the NBA, unlike some people.
Yeah, true. I don't know what Luke is doing. I'm hoping that it was just protecting his teammates in the EuroLeague stuff. And
But they already won the EuroLeague. What is he waiting for?
To find out if the Kings have decided to trade their pick. He's waiting on the Kings to trade their pick for a veteran.
Wouldn't that be the pick you want to go? Because the Kings draft so many Slovenian, Slovakian, Slovenian players.
I think this guy wants to win.
The Kings are
I don't think Aiden cares about winning.
Aiden cares about that cold hard
Aiden
cash.
Aiden cares about getting paid. Because Zona doesn't win much.
Well, they do.
I mean, they win the West Coast, but they never win anything.
That's because West Coast basketball is down.
Fallen
down. Except in the NBA.
True. West Coast basketball in the NBA is great. College.
And it's going to get better considering the top two picks are in the West.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Kings.
Grizzlies are there too.
Three of the top.
I don't know why the Grizzlies are in the Western Conference. Oh, but
there's a lot of. If we want to get into the geographical realignment, we give a
Once
field day.
Seattle gets added back in the next 10
get
years.
Off. Get off it.
Then Memphis can get realigned to the Eastern Conference like they deserve.
Ooh, they need to add two teams.
Vegas.
That would be two teams in the West. Who else are you going to put in the East?
New Orleans.
That makes sense, actually. I can't argue with that. I mean, no one knows why.
No one knows why those teams are
What division would
so
you put Seattle in? You can't put them in the Grizzlies division.
I would have put... You might have to realign. They were in the Northwest previously.
Yeah, that's because they played
the
Vancouver.
Thunder, maybe you move the Thunder to the Grizzlies, and then you put the Thunder back, or Seattle back. So
put
they
Vegas
the Portland,
with the Pelicans.
Portland Railroad. Yeah.
It makes sense why Memphis is in the West, because they were Vancouver.
Yeah. Adam Silver, give us a call. We've got some ideas.
We can fix the lottery.
No, we can't.
No. It's impossible. It's
unfixable.
Hey, but in the Western Conference... You got the Celtics. Who do you got in the West?
I mean, I picked, from the beginning, I picked Warriors. You
True.
Picked
I picked Rockets,
so
I think we got to stick with it.
We're at 2-2.
You were supremely confident when it was 1-0 and 2-1.
You were also very nervous at 1-0.
Yeah,
so,
but they've come back. They've proven me wrong.
Houston, I think, in game 4 proved a lot of doubters wrong.
Well,
I think a lot of people are very nervous. I mean, it's 2-1. You're an oracle for game 4.
You have to win. Yeah. I mean, the Rockets are, the Warriors are experts.
Especially in that third quarter when the Warriors made a run, it looked pretty much over.
Yeah.
To an extent. And the way Chris Paul played, the way James Harden battled, like the way the Rockets battled and played defense in game 4, I was very impressed with. I'm still going with the Warriors, obviously.
Yeah, that's because it's rigged.
It's not a lock anymore.
Rigged. For
it's
the
definitely
Warriors.
Not a lock. It's a good series.
It's rigged, though. 100%, because look at this. This is why. Why would you announce the All NBA teams like this? Because look, 2-2, the Rockets just won. Oh, let's announce. By the way, Draymond Green, second team All Defensive. I'm on to you, NBA. I am full on that they should. What's the point of releasing the All NBA teams either during a series?
They just did the rookie team yesterday, right?
Yeah, inspired Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's done.
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. I don't think anyone cares.
I think Draymond Green cares. Draymond Green can recite all 34 players taken before him.
There's
he definitely cares.
There's only one person that cares about all these releases, and it's Russell Westbrook.
And he's pissed
and
because
he is pissed
lost to Damian Lillard.
He averaged a triple-double, and Damian Lillard beat him out. Props to Damian Lillard because he had a great season. Was he better than Russ? Probably not.
No, I see. He was.
He was.
He definitely
awesome.
Was. Though people realize. People, everyone's like, oh, Damian Lillard sucked because he got swept by the Pelicans.
Yeah.
They had a 3 seed.
Yeah.
So they were better than Russell
You're
Westbrook.
Right.
He was better. Everyone just remembers
I liked Lillard.
The Pelicans smashing the crap out of the.
In the playoffs,
yeah.
But I mean, to be fair, the Thunder lost in the first round.
Exactly.
Too, so.
Yeah, but they at least got it to six games.
Yeah,
they didn't.
True.
they didn't, you know, lose it.
Pelicans just kind of whooped.
Because the Portland sucks.
Yeah, but shout out to Damian Lillard. Good job. First team.
Way to go.
That's impressive.
How Anthony Davis isn't unanimous first team is beyond me.
But,
these voters are idiots.
You know. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's rigged. I mean,
rigged.
The X factor that has been talked about a little bit right now is Andre Iguodala got hurt.
Yeah,
he's out of game four. He's out for game five. And
Thompson's sort of woozy.
Thompson's
he's
in,
playing,
but we're not sure what he's
not 100%.
And I think Iguodala and a not healthy Thompson is. I mean, it's hard because it's like that sounds like such a lame excuse when your team already has four All Stars.
True.
But
And the
Iguodala is an X factor.
The two Hall of Famers are still playing.
Yeah. Both of the stud MVPs are playing, and on your second team.
All defensive player
is also playing. So
problem with the Warriors, they don't have anyone. They don't have any guards who can play.
Yeah, Livingston played pretty terrible.
But I mean, this dude is like 320 ACLs.
Yeah, he's usually pretty good off the bench. Though.
Usually, I mean, all you got to say about Swaggy P is Swaggy P.
Yeah, but yeah, very interesting because the Warriors just didn't. They looked like themselves for a quarter and a half in game four.
Yeah, I mean,
and they kind of.
Well, they basically, you know, they won the first quarter, then they lost the second quarter, won the third quarter. How Curry can't go off in the fourth quarter? You'd think he would just be smart enough to.
I know.
Come on, Curry.
And
step it up.
That last possession was just awful.
Call timeout. I don't care who you think you are.
Yeah, not even at the beginning, you don't have to call timeout. Like when Clay gets stuck, like, and it did look like Draymond was trying to call timeout and the refs didn't see it.
I mean, everyone should be signaling for now. You should throw the basketball at the ref if you need
to. But, like, call timeout, like. 4 seconds with three of the best shooters on the planet on your team, like,
and probably the best shooter. The two best shooters on the planet, hands down.
Yeah, and then one of the Clay who
can hit a jumper most of the time.
Like, you'd think that with 4 seconds left, one of those guys would be able to get to make a bucket when you're only down two at that point. Why they were trying to force? They were just forcing bad shots. Just wasn't them.
See, the biggest downfall of the Warriors is they think they're so good that they just think, oh, we can carry our way to a championship, and they actually have some weaknesses.
Yeah.
But they get overly confident. They play sloppy basketball, and then they play bad basketball, and they lose.
Now, that's true.
Yes.
2 years ago, that wasn't true. They had an identity of ball movement.
When you've made the finals 3 years in a row,
lost that identity, but they're forgetting who they are and what got them there.
They're cocky.
Ball movement.
They're like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I don't know what the Steelers have done in the last 10 years.
Well, yeah, but like the Steelers, like they're like, okay, we're going to make the AFC Championship game because we're the second best team. What happened? They got the crap beat out of them by the Jaguars, so they turned the ball over a bunch.
Yeah, true.
They just the Warriors just are like, oh, we'll beat the Rockets. The Rockets aren't anything, and they play bad basketball. Yeah. And it could be their downfall, but when you have literally two of the best three players in the NBA, two of the best five at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easily the best player, maybe.
Yeah, arguably.
Durant.
You could make a sound argument that Durant's.
I think Durant's better than LeBron only because LeBron has to do so much. He doesn't have. He eventually, like...
LeBron is turning... He's doing so much that he becomes ineffective to an extent. He wears himself. He doesn't play as much defense.
No.
He has a lot of turnovers. And like, it's all understandable. Like, blame on LeBron. Like,
no, it's just...
Obviously, he should take plays off
the
defense. His
roster construction is terrible.
Obviously, he's going to have turnovers because he's the only one trying to create things. Like, there's reasons for it, but, like, he obviously...
Yeah, Durant doesn't need to like, go 110%.
Durant can just be efficient.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is cool.
Which makes him probably... And Durant's a better three-point shooter.
Durant's really good at defense, too.
LeBron can...
Not that LeBron can't be. He just doesn't always
the biggest, show it. The biggest difference to me is Kevin Durant can shoot the three. LeBron has never been a great three-point shooter.
No.
Which is expected.
Or free throw shooter.
Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
How you cannot hit on 90% of your free throws as a professional NBA player is astounding to me.
Yeah.
It's a free shot.
And it's not a long shot.
Unbelievable. But, yeah, I think you're still on the Celtics.
I'm still going Warriors Celtics.
I think it's going to be Rockets Cavs, and LeBron's going to see why he needs to join the Rockets.
I'm sure we'll both be wrong to an extent, and it'll probably be something different.
It'll probably be Celtics Rockets
or Cavs Warriors.
I hope not.
That will be a quick series. other conference finals wrapping up this past week. Thank God this one wraps up quicker. It seems at least it feels like a hockey.
The MLS.
NHL.
Canadian Football League.
Hey, NHL. Also, shout out to MLS adding Cincinnati.
Shout out Canadian Football League signing Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
He's probably the third best quarterback in that league right now. I couldn't name the other two, but he's probably the third best.
Yeah, I'm proud of him, you know, taking the back door to try to get into the league. And, like, you know, not everyone can humble themselves to try to work their way back up. And he probably won't be able to, but he might.
He might.
And that's cool.
And all he's got to do is put a paint of blue field in Jeremiah Masoli, won't know what to do.
There's plenty of QBs out there that have failed in the league and want to get back in that don't do this route.
Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
Any other Browns quarterback drafted before Johnny Manziel?
Robert Griffin. Tebow.
No, Griffin signed with
He did sign with the CFL. Huh? Tebow just played baseball.
Tebow's playing baseball.
There's a lot of big names, though, that, like, they don't take the CFL route. They just would rather, like, try to get tryouts. Vince Young. I don't think he ever did CFL.
Young had a lot of issues.
Yeah, but he also, I don't know why people hate Vince Young so much.
Vince Young is like 400 pounds right now.
Vince Young won games.
Vince Young has a winning record.
With Jeff Fisher
as a coach. That is impressive. He had like a 60% winning
record. I'm going to say that Vince Young is vastly hated on for no reason.
Yes, you're correct.
So I don't know why. But regardless of all these conversations, NHL, we got a Vegas
and Washington.
Washington prediction, not final.
Yeah. I mean, I want Vegas to lose.
Why?
Because they beat the San Jose Sharks.
Okay.
They beat my team.
On one side, you've got the Capitals who have been, choke jobs or terrible joke or terrible luck. You know, like they've been awful.
They've been awful in the playoffs. Well, they've been awful in the playoffs. They've been really good in the.
Yeah, they've not awful in the playoffs. Or not awful in the race.
Yes, they've been pretty good since they drafted Ovechkin.
They've never had the luck of getting to the finals.
See, I just feel bad for Ovechkin because he spent like 5 years trying to get past Marc-Andre Fleury and the Penguins. Fleury leaves, he finally gets the Penguins, and then he gets to play Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah, that's an interesting storyline. I like that.
And I want the Capitals win. Vegas doesn't deserve it. They haven't earned it yet.
Vegas is playing their hearts out for the concert shooting, though.
Yeah, but
That's hard. When a city is playing for something bigger than themselves, it's hard to beat.
I mean, what if the Rockets lose? Aren't they playing for Santa Fe?
Yeah. Didn't
the Saints go 2-14 when Katrina hit?
The Rockets
could
be playing for Houston flooding, I guess, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Were the Mavericks not playing for the Houston flooding? They have the third worst record in the league.
Yeah, the Mavericks were playing for the lottery. They already told us that.
Well, yeah, but
that's what they were doing for their fans.
Oh,
they were saying, "Hey guys, we are playing to get Dennis Smith Jr. some help."
And they failed that.
But we'll see. I mean,
I think I want the Capitals to win. I think Vegas is gonna win. It's gonna piss me off. It should piss you off, actually, because you.
It sucks because Seattle's going to get a team.
And everyone's going to make fun of them because they're going to be trash.
And Seattle's not going to be good.
No.
They're not. And that's not Seattle's fault
it's
either.
It's mathematically, like, they'll keep the drafts the same. I don't think they'll change it. It is mathematically impossible for Seattle to be as good because they're not going to get a 3-time Stanley Cup goalkeeper for free.
Yeah, Seattle is going to
be hot garbage.
They're not going to be good.
They're going to be as bad as the Browns.
It's not their fault.
They're going to fold.
Expansion teams are always bad. Almost always. Not always bad, but they're
never this good.
They're rarely good, and they don't win this quickly in the postseason.
No, maybe they even had a 5-year plan. Their plan was to win the Stanley Cup in 5 years.
Even before the season, they didn't have high expectations.
No.
They weren't expecting to get here. But good for them, though.
And Marc-Andre Fleury is playing out of his mind.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
And, like, I think there's an article on Bill Barnwell or whatever, like, talking about
the most
surprising teams to make the finals. And this probably is one of the top.
I would think this and the Rams with
Kurt Warner. There's not much competition for a team that comes like an expansion team. Like,
I think the Rams is a bigger underdog though.
Yeah.
Mainly because your third string quarterback was shoveling cereal and playing in the Arena League.
Yeah.
These guys that they drafted in Vegas were all actually playing
in the
NHL.
Kurt Warner just came out of nowhere.
Kurt Warner came out of nowhere, your starting quarterback. Like, if the backup goalie had gotten this far, then Vegas is probably a better story. But
here's the good news. Really, the only way Vegas can go from here is down, though.
That's true, which is kind of shitty.
So, as your fan base, like, you're stoked because...
Well, technically, if they lose, they could win the cup next year. But,
for the most part, law of average says they're going to go downhill from here. And, like, as a fan base, like, that sucks that you're first
year. So, you're really hoping
best
for a
year.
Win. It's like, it's hard to root against Vegas, but I don't want to listen to all the fans who are like, I'm a Vegas. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You were not a Vegas fan until March 31st. Yeah. May 31st, maybe. They're like, oh, they're in the final? Hockey's still going on?
Yeah. Quick interruption, Propel.
Love my Propel. Very hydrating. LeBron's been drinking from Propel. He'd never cramp up.
Keeps the best athletes alive.
Wow, that was... Wow. Okay, I didn't know.
That might be like your slogan. I haven't heard yet. The rumors.
That's a terrible slogan.
We'll work on it.
What would you... We keep people alive? Water. With flavor.
Not a good slogan. Hey, sorry.
That reminds me of like the Gate. Naturally, we call our stuff Gatorade.
Gatorade.
Shout out old Gatorade commercials.
Anything else going on in the sports world that...
Danica Patrick gonna race in her final race and probably be a letdown.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm not making fun of her, but it's just, she was so hyped, and she wasn't good.
Yeah, she wasn't. Yeah, she wasn't good.
Not in NASCAR. She was terrible.
No, she wasn't.
She was decent in IndyCar.
She was decent in IndyCar.
She was terrible in NASCAR. She named
herself there, but nothing else after that.
She is probably the second biggest letdown in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Behind Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah.
That's about all I got, though.
Yeah.
And Memorial Day baseball.
Memorial Day baseball.
But the Marlins suck, so I don't really care.
Mariners on a hot streak. I like it.
Your team's cheating.
Are they?
The Seattle Juicers is what we're going to call them.
We suspended
Cano. Nelson Cruz. Still winning. Robinson Cano. Probably some other dude. D. Gordon. A known drug user.
Yeah, okay.
That is... A third of your team does drugs.
A drug tester before joined the Mariners.
A third of your team.
We signed him after we knew he cheated, not before.
A third of your team does illegal drugs. Hey. At least.
Hey. We're still winning without him.
I mean, but Houston's way better.
We just had a comeback win, and none of those three guys played. So,
how
do you feel about that?
How does it feel about the longest playoff drought in the four professional sports?
It's burning.
You're behind the Browns.
The fact that...
The Browns.
This is undersold here, okay? Like, as a Seattle fan, like, it actually is kind of nice and kind of terrible. Like, people make fun of the Browns so much, but they don't ever talk about the suffering Mariners fans have had. Mainly because the Seahawks have had a few bright moments.
And because you guys aren't bad, you're just 500 every year.
Yeah.
Which is funnier to me.
With a terrible farm system, we have no future.
That's true.
We always mortgage our future for big signings. And it rarely works out. It actually has never worked out.
Cruz is the only one that worked out.
Yeah. I mean, we still haven't a couple of playoffs yet, so I'm going to count them as never working out.
Okay, but Cruz was successful. Yes, everyone else you signed, though, has like, actually gone worse. Like Reggie
most
Sexton,
of the time,
and
you
Adrian
watch, as a Mariners fan, most of the time you watch them sign a guy. He sucks with the Mariners. He goes off to a different team, and he's better
than you guys just
like Beltre was okay with the Mariners, and then he went back to the Rangers. He was great with the Rangers.
I mean, or you guys trade a guy, and then he gets really good.
Adam Jones.
Yeah.
Shin-Chu Chu was a Mariner.
Logan Morrison.
David Ortiz used to be a Mariner.
Who's that other dude who played first base for the Blue Jays? Who hits a bunch
Justin
of
Justin Smoke.
Yep, Justin Smoke.
Yeah, terrible with the Mariners. Awful. Not good. He was really bad. And now he's really good. We signed Richie Sexton one time.
He was great.
He was the worst.
He had 6 home runs in a year.
We signed Sean Figgins for a lot
of
money.
Hey, I remember that one too.
And Sean Figgins, we killed his career. And he killed
You guys have killed several careers.
He killed our hopes and dreams.
You guys have killed several careers.
Not only that, but we've managed to like have Hall of Fame talent and literally not give any chance at a playoff.
You guys have had A-Rod probably won't make the Hall of Fame, but... If you count A-Rod, you guys have had the only two first-round for number one overall picks that have made the Hall of Fame in baseball.
True.
And you won 2 playoff series? 3?
Yeah, 2 or 3.
I think Griffey won 2, and they left. He missed the 2001 season.
Well, and then we got Ichiro, right?
Yeah, you never won a series with him.
Not the hits king, but arguably one of the best hitters of all time.
He is technically the single-season hit king.
True. And then we've got Felix, who...
he's pitched too long.
Arguably... One of the top 3 best pitchers in the last decade.
In
and
his
half.
Prime, he's one of the top.
Verlander and Kershaw, and then Felix. Are those 3 guys that like?
Disagree. Zach Greinke is better than Felix.
No.
Yes.
Over the last 15 years,
Greinke went 19-3 with a sub-1.5 ERA.
We'll look at it, but I don't believe Greinke.
Felix is
Greinke
top
had,
5.
Greinke had top success for a couple years, but he never sustained as long as Felix.
Yes, he has. His success is longer than Felix's.
No.
He's been successful He's no, been no, more. Yes. No. Yeah. You want to Cy Young with the Royals?
We're gonna follow this debate on next episode, and I'm gonna kick his ass.
Let us know if you think Felix Hernandez is better than Zach Greinke. The answer is no.
Felix Hernandez is 100% much better than Greinke.
Greinke has double his Cy Youngs, doesn't he?
Doesn't matter. I don't really know. Does he?
I think he has two, and Felix has one. Or yeah. Does Felix have two?
Felix won a Cy Young while having a losing record.
No, he was 13-12, wasn't he?
Shit, damn it.
Greinke won a Cy Young on
there
the worst.
There was arguments on one of the times that he had a losing record.
Yeah, Greinke won a Cy Young on the worst team in the AL. The Royals.
The Royals are great. They won a, a World Series.
Very disappointed, Greinke.
Mariners haven't been in the playoffs since 2001, so I don't want to hear it.
All right, well, we'll settle this next time. We'll probably talk about the NBA, and then we'll discover why Seahawks are going to be terrible this next year. Over under 9 wins for the San Francisco 49ers in Vegas.
Yeah,
9.
I don't know why.
Nah, that's like their win total for the last
they're
3 years
really
combined.
They're really buying this Jimmy G hype.
Jimmy
Let's
G!
See what we can believe.
2-time Super Bowl winner!
Next time.
See you guys.
Dope. Yeah, your phone didn't record.
Sorry.
Wow. Kyle.
Who won?